Paul arrives at the office. A secretary meets him and escorts him into the meeting room. Deming and an interpreter wait for him there. A minute later, the rest of the negotiations participant come in. They greet each other. The Chinese partners start the negotiations. The purpose of our negotiations is a long and beneficial partnership, begins the representative of the Chinese company. He continues, we have been trading with Eurobit for over a year, and we believe our joint activities are beneficial to both companies. So this year, we want to offer you new trade terms. We are a major goods manufacturer. Due to the increase in our production volume, our company proposes to increase the number of units in a purchase. These conditions are advantageous because the discount rate is increased by 10%, the head of the Foreign Trade Department convinces them. Paul listens to the interpreter, who translates the speech for him. But in this case, we will have to increase the intervals between the purchases of your products. We cannot sell more products in the same period of time. They may stay unclaimed. What annual trade volume do you expect? Asks Paul. His goal is to get a discount without increasing the volume of purchases too much. The interpreter conveys Paul's speech. We expect to increase the annual trade volume with your company by 3%, continued the head of the department. I think it is acceptable to our company. However, we must increase the interval between purchases to 20 days, answers Paul. Okay, we have a mutually beneficial work scheme for our companies, responds the Chinese company representative. Do the delivery conditions remain the same? Asks Paul. Yes, the delivery conditions remain the same. This is the most inexpensive and reliable way, responds the Chinese company representative. Tell me, please, can I contact my company management and coordinate important points? Asks Paul. Yes, you can contact them on the international line. How long will it take you? Ask the Chinese partners. If all goes well, I need no more than an hour. Thank you for waiting, answers Paul. After speaking with the Eurobit company management, my management accepts the new terms of collaboration. We are ready to make a positive decision, says Paul to the Chinese partners. If all controversial issues are resolved and agreements are found, we can legalize our solutions in a contract, reconcile the methods and timelines for its implementation, offers a lawyer. What part of the agreement reflects the rights and obligations of the parties? Asks Paul. The obligations, rights, and the control of compliance with the terms of the contract are described in the second part. They remain unchanged. Changes are made to the subject of the contract, explains the lawyer. Congratulations! We are pleased to continue working with your company, says the head of the Foreign Trade Department. Questions about the text. 1. Who meets Paul? 2. Who starts the negotiations? 3. What is the purpose of the negotiations? 4. What does the Chinese company want to offer this year? 5. How much does the percentage of the discount rate increase? 6. How much does the annual trade volume increase? 7. What does the head of the department count on? 8. How can Paul contact his company management? 9. What decision does Eurobit company management make? 10. What does the lawyer propose to reconcile? 11. What is described in the second part of the contract?